This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Lily Chai.
It is Thursday, the 2nd of February, 12:05, coming up to 12:06 here in the studio. Now, interesting take on what we'll be talking about today. No listed salary, no thanks. This is an interesting topic that I first came across last week, and it's a new survey of recent and upcoming U.S. Post-secondary and recent graduates. 85% of them reported that they are less likely to apply for a job if the company does not disclose a salary range in the job posting. So employers that don't share pay ranges in a job posting may lose out on talent from soon-to-be and recent graduates. That's over in the US. Yeah. But does that sentiment hold true here in Malaysia? We're going to be hearing from Celia Ratasegram, the Chief Experience Officer for Kindler Employee Experience, about how fresh graduates and Gen Z in particular feel about this. We did have a poll running over on Twitter asking that question. If you are a Gen Z, if you're Gen Z, would you apply for a job that didn't list the salary range? The options were yes, no, depends on the company, and not Gen Z, but won't apply. I'm in two minds whether to give out some of the numbers already, but I will do. So the answers, yes, I would apply, 9.2%. No, I wouldn't, 36.3%.
Right.
Depends on the company, 35%. And not Gen Z, but I wouldn't apply anyway, at 19.4%. That's of around 1,100 votes.
Yeah.
So a pretty good reach there. Mm. Now, a few things which we think about these results, but we'll get to those in a little bit. Now, so Gen Z, as we know, represents the majority of undergraduates today and is expected to account for around 30% of the US workforce by 2030. Mm. They're entering the job market that's vastly different from those experienced by prior generations. With rising college seniors and recent graduates experiencing unique challenges like the pandemic, of course, and the economic turmoil as they prepare to enter the workforce, it's no surprise that the factors influencing their job search are also distinct and present new challenges.
Right. So Adobe, recently they conducted a future workforce study, and one of the biggest takes from it is employers that don't share pay ranges in a job posting may lose out on talent from soon-to-be and recent graduates. And that's because 85% of over 1,000 respondents say that they are less likely to apply for a job if the company does not disclose the salary range in the job posting. Now, this desire, right, for people to know how much a job will pay may actually differ from older generations.
Ah, right. Okay, let's discuss this then.
Yeah.
I'm obviously older generation.
Yeah, you are.
How do you feel about it? Would it make a difference to you?
I guess I appreciate the transparency,
right,
but I think it, my thought reflects the poll, I'm sorry, the Twitter poll we have today, it reflects what I think. If the company is big enough, you know, it will not affect too much in terms of me applying for the job.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a company that I don't really know of and it's not popular, they don't really have a reputation established, I guess having that range there, it will manage my expectations.
Right. Mm. Okay.
How about you?
I am pretty old school in my thinking, right? I like to know how much that range is before I even leave the house. You know, it's a case of what is the point in me having an expectation of what I'm going to be paid, and I get to that interview, which I'm obviously qualified for, otherwise I wouldn't be heading out for the interview. And then I get there and you lowball me. You know, you've wasted my
right.
time, you've wasted your time. If you'd have just put that range in the ad, I wouldn't have even left the house. And so, you know.
How is that old school? It's kind of aligned with what we think, right?
But that's what we're thinking now. But apparently this has been changing around a bit.
Mm-hmm. I guess with a lot of, you know, social media pages, you know, the Instagram page that is on fire now is at Malaysian Pay Gap, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Having known and exposed to all these different pays that people are getting paid, they're knowing their salary, right? It allows us to have a better idea of how the job market is really like, right?
For sure, yeah.
So let's look at, you know, what Adobe had said. So Vaishali Sabati, who is the global head of university talent at Adobe, said that they found that Gen Zers value transparency, as we said, right? And are generally more open to have salary discussions than previous generations. And they are more likely to feel comfortable with sharing their salary with their peers. And this could be attributed, you know, from the fact that they are digital natives and they grow up consuming a lot of social media content,
right?
As we said,
yeah,
right? Where a lot of people are sharing their day-to-day lives with their followers, regardless of knowing who they are. And it is really important to consider and think that, you know, Gen Zers, we lived through the pandemic, which was the worst for the job market. And they will most likely see that, you know, people, they know people who personally
have lost their job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, while some graduates and future talent, they might want to know their potential pay when they're looking for jobs. Some states over in the US, they even have these pay transparency laws. So if you look at Washington, for example, as of this year, if the employer has 15 or more employees, they have to include a wage scale or a salary range, a general description of all the benefits available, and a general description of other compensations in their job posting. So pay transparency laws can have pros for both the employer, the current workers, and indeed job seekers. But do we have anything like that here in Malaysia? And this is something that we wanted to know. So that's something we'll be asking Celia a little bit later on the show. She can answer that for us.
Yeah. And we have talked about it a few times on the show and even on some of our other shows as well on Enterprise about, you know, the friction of finding the right people, you know, the right match for employers and workers. And Revelio Labs over in the US, they published an analysis recently on pay transparency in which a very simple conclusion was made. And this is what they said, right? If we can create a more alignment on what workers can expect when they join a firm, then that can result in better matches. Workers won't apply to firms that don't meet their compensation expectations.
I mean, that seems fairly logical, right?
Yeah. And back to the Adobe report as well. In addition to simplifying the offer negotiation process, salary transparency will help employers close wage gaps across gender, race, and background. And it can also play an integral part in helping to build an environment of trust and openness. And when employees know that they are being compensated fairly for their work productivity, and overall morale are likely to increase.
Now, as we know, and we've certainly seen, pay is important in actually accepting a role. And on that Adobe survey, the top three reasons that upcoming and recent grads would turn down a job included low pay, poor work-life balance, and unattractive benefits. So their take is that while previous graduates may have also valued these attributes, upcoming and recent grads place more value in having a work-life balance and, related to that, working in a healthy environment that is conducive to their mental health.
And if we were to dive deeper into this survey, a couple things also stand out, right? The border economy is also on young job seekers' mind, with 70% of them saying that they are worried about a potential recession. And it also shows that two-thirds of upcoming and recent graduates in the survey reported that macroeconomic factors have influenced or will influence their choice about industries or companies to pursue in their job search. And in addition to that, it also indicates that 40% of them are interested in a hybrid work model.
Of course. Who isn't interested in a hybrid work model? I think if you weren't, then there's something wrong with you nowadays, you know, because we've gotten to that that point where we've proven that it works. And you shouldn't necessarily be having to spend hour upon hour and upon hour sat in a cubicle, sat at a desk, doing the same thing that you know you can do from wherever you are, you know?
Yeah.
One thing that I think is interesting is that this idea of salary transparency nowadays being in these job postings, it used to be there the whole time. You know, when I was younger, you would see these ranges, then it disappeared.
Yeah.
And now we have Gen Z coming back and say, hey, we want these back. So what happened in between? And that's something I want to ask Celia as well.
And is it really necessary to have laws on this? Because right. I'm just thinking about, you know, the possible pitfalls that yeah. might happen. Yeah. And it might even exacerbate the problem further, you know.
Well, we'll find out then. Yeah. Would you apply for a job, folks at home, without there being a salary range on there, particularly if you're a Gen Z? Would you do that? Let us know via WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. And, you know, even though the Twitter poll has in fact closed now, you can tweet us at BFM Radio and let us know why or why not. And is it all about salary? That's something else we'll be discussing right. a little bit later on. Is there more to it why you might not apply for a particular job? So there you go. Get over there, have a look at it. And after the break, as we mentioned before, we will be hearing from Celia Rasasegram, Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience, to get her thoughts on this matter. You tune into Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Blues, folk, metal. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Lily Choi.
We're asking you today, would you apply for a job that didn't list the salary range in the job posting? Essentially, we're saying no listed salary, no thanks. Some employers that don't share pay ranges in a job posting may be losing out on talent from soon-to-be recent graduates. And this is according to a new survey of recent and upcoming post-secondary and recent graduates, 85% of whom reported that they are less likely to apply for a job if the company does not disclose the salary range in the job posting. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you think about this. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Get us also on Twitter. We are at BFM Radio. We have a poll, or we were running a poll earlier on. It started last night, and the numbers were, yes, I would still apply at 9.2%, no at 36.3%, 35% saying it depends on the company, and 19.4% who said, I'm not Gen Z, but I wouldn't apply anyway. We had a couple of responses to that tweet as well. Somebody saying, bro, just discuss the salary during the interview or something. I mean, yeah, fine, but yeah. then you've got to go to the interview, which kind of negates the whole point anyway.
Yeah.
And then Helen Langhammer underneath said, I think the point is about managing expectations. Mm-hmm. You may be interviewed for a role only to find that the salary range is below your expectations. It's a waste of time for both the interviewer and the interviewee, so it makes sense to put a salary range in any job advertisement. And I agree, 100%. Lily? Depends on the company, is what Lily said.
Depends on a company.
And you gave an example of the company earlier on.
Yeah.
Tell people who you suggested and why.
Okay. I actually have applied for a job that didn't post their salary range.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I was doing that was trying to practice, like, how to go through an interview. Like, literally, that was the intention.
Right.
But sooner after, I realized that it was wasting my time, you know, because...
And the interviewer's potential time.
Yes. But I thought it would be a good fit. It wasn't, like, fully practice-wise, you know. Maybe I had a good chance there, you know. But I did get the job, but I turned it down. Yeah, that was it.
Okay. But okay, so when we earlier on off air and we were talking about it depends on the company, you mentioned a very big, Apple. You said Apple, right?
I said Apple.
And would the role at that company matter to you, or would it just be because it's Apple?
Of course it does to me.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want to be in the storefront serving people, because that's not what I like doing. Okay. I'm not saying that it's not a good job or whatever, but it's just not my type of, not my alley, not on my alley, right? But if they were to offer a position that I would be interested in and they did not post a salary range, I would be fine with it.
Right.
So it depends on the company, really.
Okay. Right then. So we do have somebody to speak to, of course. We have Celia Rasasegram, Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience. Celia, thank you for sticking on the phone. How common is it for a job posting to not display a pay range here in Malaysia?
So I know I say this really often, but I've been in HR and recruitment for a really long time. And I have to say 90% of the ads that I've put up have had no salary data on it. And that's just me personally. And I did a quick check on LinkedIn, right? So, you know, there's an area there where you can look for jobs recommended for me. And I clicked on it and there were like 10 pages worth of jobs. And 100% of the job ads had no salary range. So, yes, very common. In fact, I would say it's uncommon for me to see a job ad with salary range.
Huh.
Wow.
Interesting.
90%.
Right.
That is, I was expecting something like 60 or 70, 90?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, right, Celia. So, you know, pay ranges, they used to be displayed on most job listings. When did the trend of not displaying them start? And why is it now seen as, you know, something normal, something as a norm?
Great question. And there are actually two major factors that have led to this. One is just the value of talent, right? Great talent is so hard to find. And great talent is in demand. It's sought after. You know, every company is recruiting. And it's so competitive. So that's one factor, the fact that talent has got so in demand and so competitive. Another one is that previously HR structures in companies were very rigid with their structure, recruitment, compensation programs, right? They had hard lines. They had hard gradings, right? Officer A, B, C, D, E, you know, rank 1 to 10. And that was it. That was your band and you stuck to it. There was no flexibility. Thankfully, talent has now become much more important than just a structure and just a banding, right? Companies have realized they have to be flexible, especially for experienced hires, right? You don't want to turn great talent away that's going to add long-term value to your business because of a structure or a banding. Other reasons, of course, is that data is so open now. Resources, you know, are everywhere, right? You have Glassdoor, you have Payscale, so many options to where you yourself as an employee can go and put in your own salary. So even internal benchmarking, having your other employees look at your job ads, right? Having the need to then justify to your internal employees why X amount was stated on that job ad, right? That's another smaller factor. Another smaller factor would be today, you know, you can work anywhere. Companies are more open. You know, you can have a business development director and you can say you are open to recruiting them based in KL or based in Jakarta. And those two geographies come with different costs of living, yeah, different structures because it's different countries and it's remote work. So therefore, pegging down a salary on a job ad would be difficult than when you put in the cost of living and the geography factor to it.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. What do you think then about these figures that are in that article? That quote, 85% of recent graduates reported that they're less likely to apply for a job if the company does not disclose a salary range in the job posting. Does that surprise you at all?
So it really does make sense for recent graduates. There is a lot of you know, data out there, resources. They would have had sessions before leaving their university, right? There would have been companies coming in to give talks or their lecturers guiding them. And they're all coming into the market. It's a level playing field when, if they're all coming, more or less a level playing field when they're coming into the market, you know, world is their oyster. They have so many options. And a real factor is the amount of data you can get on graduate salaries. It's, you know, a quick Google search, I think Indeed published for Malaysia based on a data collection of 2,200 data points, which is pretty good, that the average salary in Malaysia for graduates was 2,591. And so specific, there's the data points there, right? And then in that same because it's a job portal, right? So in that same research, they then publish, you know, which companies are the highest paying for graduates. So it's so easy, like within 5 minutes, you can get all this research, you can do your comparisons, you know, you can pick the five top highest paying companies in Malaysia for graduates. And so with all that data, you know, so much to compare, so much to talk about, so much to discuss with your friends as they go for interviews and they explore the job market. So it absolutely makes sense for recent graduates to want that kind of salary data.
Right. So, you know, does this desire to know how much a job will pay differ from, you know, generation to generation?
So, yeah, I feel 100%. Because, like, I don't know how much my friends earn, right? But my friends' kids, in their circle, they know how much each other earn. They talk about their salaries. They ask their friends to come join their companies based on what they earn, right? So it's a very much more open conversation. There's no feeling that that kind of data is confidential. I did a really quick poll on my LinkedIn too. But this was, I guess it's different when it comes to job ads. So both Gen Z and non-Gen Z were 50-50, right? Would they apply for a job without salary data? So across generations were 50% yes and 50% no. But so it's close, but I do believe when it comes to actually applying for the job, I think a higher percentage would apply for the job if it attracted them based on the job scope, based on the company, even if it didn't have salary.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. But Lily, you're looking very thoughtful and very pensive. Mm-hmm. Do you discuss amongst your friends how much you get paid?
We actually do.
You do?
Like, even my partner as well, a little bit older, even they will discuss it very openly, because I guess it's to share, you know, the notion of there are better opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. So you should go seek for it and you should go for it, you know.
Yeah.
Do you talk to
not really I mean amongst my very close friends, yes. I think, but I don't know. Occasionally, it will come up in conversation, and there is always that kind of awkwardness, awkward silence before that number is revealed. You
and
know?
Even if they were to disclose it, you wouldn't know if they're lying
correct,
or not. They would say something that is lesser than.
Yeah, because they feel guilty about how much they may or may not be earning.
Or they might even go higher because of ego.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess my parents' generation is tight. They tie salary with ego. So
I can completely understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Time for a break. Cilia, stay on the phone with us, please. It is Cilia Rasasegram, of course. She's the Chief Experience Officer for Kindler Employee Experience. We'll be back after these messages. But before we go, don't forget, we are asking you the question. Would you apply for a job if the job posting didn't include a salary range on there? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, we are at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after these messages and some music from Paul McCartney with Jet here on BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Lily Chai.
Would you apply for a job that didn't list the salary range if you saw it, right? And we were running a poll over on Twitter. The options were yes, no, depends on who the company is, and I'm not a Gen Z, but I wouldn't apply. Anyway, we had a message come in via WhatsApp from Nini, who says, never reveal your earnings, even if they are your spouse. Nini, I think you need to explain this a little bit more, because for us, I find that a little bit confusing. But you've kind of...
Yeah, because I guess it's a Chinese community thing where some of them would not disclose because, you know, they don't want to feel lesser than their spouse.
Is it an ego thing?
I think it is.
It's an ego thing, is it?
But I don't know about the younger generations because I know couples who are very open about their salary.
And I think that's an important discussion to be having.
Yeah,
you know?
To support each other whenever you know that, you know, any...
If something goes horrendously wrong and you need help with your mortgage or your education fees or something else, you know, these need to be just... I don't know. Anyway, but that's just our opinion. Let us know what you think. WhatsApp, as usual, 018-789-8899. Twitter, we are at BFM Radio. Cilia is still with us on the phone, of course. It is Cilia Rasasegram, Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience. Thank you very much for sticking around, Cilia. Earlier on, as we were doing the introduction to this show, we were talking about how over in the US, in particular states, they have a law which states that if there is a job posting, there has to be a salary range attached to it. Are there any similar laws here in Malaysia that insist on displaying the salary in a job posting?
Yeah, so no laws at this time, and it feels really far off from that, right? I feel like we're far way off. I don't know how much this would benefit, like how much a law stating that job ads should have salaries would benefit job seekers and the talent market as a whole. More important, I feel, is that I have seen in some states, and this is probably another topic, sorry, where they have made it illegal to ask candidates for their previous salary. And that, I feel, is a better one to implement, because you're going to base and pay that person based on the scope, based on what you've evaluated during the interview, and based on the output and the expectations, instead of based on what they used to pay for, right? So right now, previous salary is always the basis of salary negotiation. And some companies, especially the larger ones, you know, stick to it like it's the Bible, like no way, you know, it's 20% or 25% and nothing more than that. So yeah, I feel that maybe getting rid of that or implementing a law around that might be more beneficial to the talent market and to job seekers.
Right. So, okay, let's turn to, you know, this question where, you know, everything else we choose to spend our time or our money on, no matter what it is, right, we want to know what the cost is up front. So why should it be different for, you know, with wages then?
That's it, isn't it? So salary is... for us to manage everything, right? Our cost of living, our expenses, the lifestyle that we choose. But it's not that straightforward. It's not a price tag, right? It's much more complex than that. And a simple initial conversation with the recruiter who posted the ad can give you insights into the salary. In fact, for graduates and... entry-level positions. I've seen some companies even post with business account WhatsApp, which I think is amazing, right? Really trying to engage Gen Zers. And a simple WhatsApp, like really polite though, and inquiring about the job and inquiring if it's within the salary range that they are looking for would be able to give them insight into that. So it's not difficult to do, you know, it's not hard to do. It's just very important to remember that salary is not a straightforward price tag. We are not products, right? Whenever I'm negotiating salaries or talking to talents about salaries, you know, I really have to emphasize to them that, you know, this is a salary conversation, right? This is where we are now. And in no way can I ever put a value on what you are going to truly offer. You know, I can't put a price tag on the potential that you're going to develop into, right? Of course I can't. But this is a salary conversation. We have to start, right? But I want you to keep that in mind. And I think that's important that we separate what a salary is and what a price tag is.
Okay, so in one of those responses to our tweet earlier on, the response was, I think the point is about managing expectations. You may be interviewed for a role only to find that the salary range is below your expectations, and it's a waste of time for both the interviewer and the interviewee. So wouldn't it save time for both the job seeker and the potential employer if the salary were just listed up front?
Ooh, it's never, ever, ever about time when it comes to great talent. Right? It could take 6 months to find the one. This is really looking for jodoh, you know. And an initial conversation between the talent and the company to confirm that it's going to be worth both their times to move to the next process, right? A really friendly, grown-up conversation about expectations, monetary expectations. It's just a quick conversation, and that will really speed up the process. But yeah, no, it's never about time saving.
Interesting. But, you know, if salary is being listed as, you know, being competitive, surely you'd think that, you know, you'd boast about how much you're offering.
Ah, who's it being competitive with is my other question, right?
Mm.
So I have seen a job range or budget, yeah, right, go from 8,000 a month to 15,000 a month, right, was the final offer. Just because the company was like, wow, you know, this talent is amazing, can do so much and add so much value, and we don't want to lose this talent, right? We want this talent in our organization. And that's where an initial budget or salary range can double. I've also seen jobs which had a salary range of, let's say, 15,000 ringgit a month, drop to 10,000 ringgit a month. Because they find someone and they are like, wow, she's so amazing. You know, culture is spot on. Potential is so high, right? But yes, we are going to spend her first year doing intensive coaching with her, right? Teaching her a lot, making her shadow a senior person. And there's a lot of development, but we don't want to lose her and her potential. And I think that is what companies should boast about, right? That is being talent competitive. That is being talent flexible. And that is putting the talent first over some structure or data that they have. And that flexibility, I feel, is what companies should really boast about.
Mm. Okay. Final question then, Celia. Do you think forcing employers to list their salaries might lead to even more avoidance tactics, things like using very large ranges, as you kind of mentioned, from 45,000 up to like 135,000, ridiculous stuff, based on your experience, you know, in that job?
Huh, yes, I think so. If it were me, I would do a total cop-out and list like, 5,000 ringgit onwards, depending on relevant experience and track record. So yeah, I think it would be I don't think it would go anywhere. I don't think it'll be meaningful. I think more meaningful would be like that company that I cited earlier, where they even had a WhatsApp channel for simple questions. Opening up the channels of conversation, opening up various ways for graduates to engage at the initial process, whether it's just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's a Google Meet preview of, 10, 15 minutes where graduates can come on and learn a little bit about the company, learn a little bit about compensation. I think that's more important if a company is really looking to engage versus just having the salary data on the job ad.
Okay, great. Thank you, Celia. Folks, that was Celia Rasasegram, the Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience, getting her thoughts. Lily, I see you scribbling down. What are your thoughts?
We did a show on this. It's called Talent Management Mistakes, right? And one of it is never spend... don't ever have too long of a hiring process because it's not... It's not only about you wasting your time, you know, at the end you're losing someone that might be beneficial to your company. It's about, it will lose the interest of the potential talent that might come to your company, right? If you are fast enough, they will see value in your company because how you recruit people at the end of the day reflects how the company works as a whole.
Yeah.
So it is about time.
Yeah.
Right? People need to survive. And I guess not wasting talent's time is actually one of the most respectful thing that you can do.
I agree. Just a final update on those numbers if you're only just tuning in at the end of the show. The question was, if you're a Gen Z, would you apply for a job that didn't list a salary range? 9.2% of you said yes, you would. 36.3% of you said no, you wouldn't. 35% said it depends on the company, with 19.4% of saying not Gen Z but won't apply. That's of 1,093 votes. So thank you very much for all of you that took part in this. If you missed this show, don't forget you can download it wherever you normally get it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Stick around. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. Dato Indira Naresh Mohan, the CEO of Trinidad Group Malaysia. They began as a cigar distributor and a retailer back in 2002. And over the past two decades, the company expanded into hotel and F&B management, as well as hospitality consulting. How are they positioning themselves amid the broad recovery in travel and tourism this year? The Breakfast Grill spoke with the CEO on their business strategy and expansion plans. Also, I think we're going to do a similar show to what we've done today. Next week, the idea of trading pay for altruism whether or not that can help shrink the income gap. You know, would you work for a company who says we're here to save the world for a lower wage? Laughing like that, I think I already know your answer.
We'll find out next week.
We'll find out next week. Anyway, stick around. We've got music to take us up to the break from Gorillaz with Feel Good Inc. here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.